That was Kenny Garrett with Detroit on KPLU 88.5.
It's Evening Jazz with our special School of Jazz guest DJ Hayden Kierklein, fantastic alto sax player from Mount Si High School. He'll be a senior in the coming year. Hayden, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
I would love to invite people to check out schoolofjazz.org and check out Hayden's small combo, the Mount Si combo. Were live in our studios earlier this year with their mentor trombone player, Dan Marcus. But let's start with a little personal background. How did you get into jazz and music in general? What was your musical upbringing like?
From a very young age, I was really interested in music, and I started out on violin when I was five, piano soon after that. Playing those two, I really just liked kind of messing around, not playing what was on the page, but just improvising essentially. And so then when the time came to join jazz band, I realized, oh, well, this is what I've been doing since I was five, is improvising. So I really found my place in jazz band with the saxophone.
Now, when you first started to getting into jazz, who were some of the first musicians that got you really excited to play?
As a saxophone player, John Coltrane from early, although I admit that I didn't really understand everything I was listening to, but it kind of fueled some curiosity. I remember listening to Love Supreme and not quite knowing what to make of it, but now it's probably one of my favorite albums.
Speaking of some of the early people that got us interested in jazz, this next song you've picked is my guy, Thelonious Monk. When I first heard him, he blew me away. Tell me about your appreciation for Thelonious Monk.
Thelonious Monk has such a distinctive compositional style that plays off of just what you're expecting to hear, and he just throws little things in there that really give it an interesting artistic flair. Here's Thelonious Monk with I Didn't Know About You on 88.5 KPLU.
Thank you. I just want to say this is a wonderful thing, what you're doing, you know? So the public can pick up on what's happening, like, you know? Straighten everybody out and let them know where this whole other scene is, where it's at.
88.5 KPLU.
Thank you.
That was Chris Potter on the sax playing Sun King on 88.5 KPLU.
My goodness, that was some fun with time signatures there. It's from Chris's record, Gratitude. Thelonious Monk's Quartet did I Didn't Know About You just before that. You're listening to Evening Jazz on a very special night. I'm Abe Beeson. That's our special School of Jazz guest, DJ Hayden Kierkline, an alto sax player out of the award-winning Mount Si High School Jazz Band, taking their young people to play classic charts by Duke Ellington at the Essentially Ellington competition, second year in a row this year, and the American Music Program Pacific Crest Jazz Orchestra out of Portland, Oregon were the big winners this year. Tell us about that scene.
They were amazing to listen to. Their director, Thera Memory, he's not in great health, and you can really just tell the whole band is playing for him, and you know, they're kind of, the students have kind of taken the initiative to get themselves there. And it was just a really kind of touching scene for everybody to see, and everybody's rooting for those guys up there, and just the sort of unique experience you can have at Essentially Ellington.
And didn't they play some impossibly crazy chart too?
Yes, the Tattooed Bride. I don't think. Yeah, that was a bold move, but they really pulled it off.
And Thera Memory also. In the world of another great jazz musician out of the Portland area, he won a Grammy with Esperanza Spalding, and you've got a tune from her up next.
This is a 5-4 rendition of Body and Soul, and Esperanza sings it in Spanish, actually. So here's Cuerpo y Alma on 88.5 KPLU.
Está triste y solo.
That was John Coltrane on Giant Steps. This is 88.5 KPLU.
And streaming worldwide at KPLU.org. I'm Abe Beeson. You know me. I'm the voice of evening jazz here at KPLU. And that's Hayden Kyer-Klein, is a terrific alto sax player on his way to his senior year at Mount Si. So, boy, John Coltrane, you know that's John Coltrane in a second. Hayden, tell us about your process of finding your own voice. How do you go about that?
I find just kind of messing around on your instrument is really important, actually, you know. Sometimes you just got to start playing and not really know what you're doing. And it's kind of in those moments that you start figuring out what you kind of want to sound like, you know. Sometimes playing without knowing quite what you're doing is pretty important.
Tell us about working in a big band.
Especially as lead of a section, you know, I play first alto. And there's a real skill to that in itself of kind of you take a little bit of responsibility for everybody in your section, and you have to be ready to, you know, offer your criticism or your compliments or your input on how the whole band is playing.
There's a lot of focus involved. You're listening hard.
Yeah.
And from that, I think a perfect segue into one of the greatest big bands of all time, Duke Ellington. You picked a tune from the Afro-Eurasian Eclipse. Tell us about this song.
Yeah, this was one of the songs that was on the list for Essentially Ellington, and it's from a later album that probably doesn't get as much attention as some of the more classic Ellington stuff. A lot of cool stuff going on there.
Yeah, I think we've got Harry Carney on the saxophone on this one.
This is Duke Ellington and his orchestra with Chinoiserie on 88.5 KPLU.
88.5 KPLU.
My father loves jazz and has a substantial collection of records and reel-to-reel tapes he used to listen to after returning home from work each evening. He might have entered the house in a foul mood, but once he had his Dexter Gordon and a vodka martini, everything was beautiful, baby, just beautiful.
Thank you.
That was I Guess I'll Hang My Tears Out to Dry by Dexter Gordon on 88.5 KPLU.
And streaming worldwide at kplu.org. You're listening to Evening Jazz. Duke Ellington's band played Chinois Cerie just before that. And we've got our special School of Jazz guest DJ Hayden Kierklein, the alto sax player with the Mount Si High School Band, live in the studios. Hayden, outstanding alto sax award winner at the Essentially Ellington competition. And aside from the competition itself, Hayden, tell us about being in New York City.
Yeah, it was great. Went down to some jazz clubs. We got to go to Smalls, and we saw a group of local university students playing. They looked over at us, high school kids in the crowd, and the drummer was so impressed that we were there. And he was, you know, saying they don't see young kids there very often. And then we told him that we were actually in town for Essentially Ellington, and that we were players, and it was like, oh, well, I see. That makes sense. You know, because so often it's the players, the young players that are listening. Really what we need is more people listening to jazz that aren't just playing jazz, you know, more young people interested in the music.
Hallelujah to that. Amen. From the center of the jazz universe, New York City, back home to North Bend, which actually is becoming one of the little pockets of jazz communities in the Northwest, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. With Mount Si, you know, a really great culture of jazz education, in big part supported by Boxley's, which is a jazz club out there in North Bend that has been doing a lot for music education and jazz education, and they have world-class artists out there.
And you might even see Hayden Kierklein playing out there with his buddies.
Yeah.
Hayden, it's been a wonderful show. You've brought in some terrific music, and we're going to close out tonight with one of your heroes, Kenny Garrett.
This was a product of a trip that Kenny Garrett took to China, and it has this sort of Chinese influence while also being a sort of nod to Coltrane and McCoy Tyner.
And in fact, he welcomes in one of Coltrane's old buddies on this record.
Right. Ferris Sanders is playing on this song and throughout the record with him.
Hayden Kierklein, it's been a delight to have you here. Thank you so much for stopping by and bringing us so much great music.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is Calling by Kenny Garrett on 88.5 KPLU.